WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. You know that feeling when something totally random sets you off? Like, bam! Suddenly you're simmering with anger or drowning in sadness over something seemingly insignificant. Ever wonder why our emotions can feel like rogue missiles sometimes? Well, buckle up, because today, on the Dopamine Reset Protocol, we're diving deep into the world of emotional triggers and how to become a master of your own emotional intelligence. Because let's face it, understanding our feelings isn't just about being nice. It's about owning your power and living a more fulfilling life. Now, I'm not saying we need to be emotionless robots, because hey, feeling is what makes us human. But imagine this. You could walk through life with a healthy awareness of your triggers, so those pesky emotions don't hijack your day. You'd be able to respond instead of react, build stronger relationships, and navigate challenges with grace and composure. Sounds pretty awesome, right? So, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become an emotional intelligence rockstar. First up, awareness is key. Think of it like detective work. You need to start identifying your personal triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts send you spiraling? Is it a certain type of criticism? A specific place you go? Maybe it's even something seemingly innocuous, like a particular song that reminds you of a past hurt. Start paying attention to the patterns in your emotions. When they flare up, what usually precedes them? Journaling can be a lifesaver here. Just jot down your feelings and the situations that trigger them. It might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, it's like unlocking a secret code to yourself. Second, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how our minds have a way of playing tricks on us? We often jump to conclusions, amplify negativity, or catastrophize situations before they even happen. When you catch yourself thinking, "This is the worst," or "I can't handle this," I take a step back and ask yourself, "Is this really true? What's the evidence? Are there other ways to look at this situation?" Remember, our thoughts are not facts, they're just interpretations. You have the power to choose how you perceive things. Third, practice mindfulness like it's your superpower. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Try simple techniques like deep breathing exercises or focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you and creates a space between your emotions and your reactions. Think of it as hitting the pause button before you react impulsively. Fourth, build healthy coping mechanisms. Everyone deals with stress and difficult emotions differently, so find what works for you. Some people thrive on exercise, others find solace in creative outlets like writing or painting. Maybe you love spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply taking a hot bath. Whatever it is, find those activities that recharge your batteries and help you manage stress effectively. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or anyone who makes you feel comfortable sharing your feelings. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your boss unexpectedly criticizes a project you poured your heart into. ever felt that immediate sting, that urge to defend yourself or even lash out? That's an emotional trigger in action. But what if, instead of reacting defensively, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your hurt feelings, and then calmly asked for specific feedback on how to improve? See? That's emotional intelligence at play. You're not letting your emotions control you, you're guiding them with awareness and intention. So, remember these key takeaways? Be mindful of your triggers, challenge negative thoughts, practice mindfulness techniques, build healthy coping mechanisms, and don't hesitate to seek support when needed. The power to navigate your emotions effectively is within you. By understanding your triggers and practicing emotional intelligence, you can unlock a more fulfilling and peaceful life. Now, I want to hear from YOU. What are some of your biggest emotional triggers? Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocol for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips for living your best life. See you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.